Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Adult Services and Technology Assistant at the Maryville Public Library, Richard Leach Steffens. Richard, thank you for joining me this morning. You're joining me this morning because Maryville Public Library will be hosting an online safety at the holidays program on November 13th from 11 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. with a Q&A session afterwards. Go ahead and give me more of the nuts and bolts surrounding this program.
We were hoping to do this last year, but because of COVID, we kind of had to push it forward to this year. But what we've got is it's a half-hour program, and we're not trying to scare anybody, but what I'm doing here at the library is technology education for the general public. And I'm looking at a couple of surveys here one from AARP and one from Experian. And both of those indicated that, last year, there was an increase in the number of people shopping online at the holidays. And from these surveys, we realized that, according to the Experian survey, one in four people in the survey fell prey to fraud during the holidays. And on the AARP survey, they found that, U.S. adults in general weren't well informed about online shopping safety. Out of that, more than a quarter of people in the survey, about 27%, were actually not concerned about the safety of their personal and financial information when shopping online. So we kind of looked at that and said, part of what we want to do is educate people in general about technology and technology issues. And, it looked like, shopping at the holidays is one of those things. And with the holidays coming up, we put together a little program which, it's not meant to scare anybody about shopping online, but what it's meant to do is to inform people and help them make better choices about how they shop online so that, they can do some things to, just some common sense things to make themselves better protected at the holidays.
Do you have an example of an online scam that people who, regardless of age or demographic, are likely to fall for during the holiday season?
A likely thing that people would fall prey to is what's called the phishing email. It's not phishing with an F, it's the phishing with the PH. But, most of those, you tend to see examples of, you get an email that looks like it comes from your bank or from your credit card company or from a seller, and it says, we've noticed some suspicious activity on your account. There's a problem with your account or your payment information. Something that says, you must confirm your personal information for a transaction to go forward. Sometimes it includes a fake invoice or wants you to click on a link to make a payment or register for something. And usually the commonality of a phish email is that there's pressure on you to do something, and the idea is to try to get you to click on a link or open an attachment or give out some personal information like account data or a password or something so that you can, they can then clean you out. And that's usually the phish is the most common thing that you'll see. And again, it's just a matter of learning to recognize when something is a phish and when it's an actual communication. Because, a lot of times your average bank or credit card they won't ask for your personal information up front, and they will take steps to confirm that they really are who they say they are. The phish is probably the most common one that you're going to see if online.
Do you see the need for this kind of program in the community of Maryville, or is this something that you're offering because you and others at the library are the only ones that could potentially offer this service for people in the city and the surrounding community?
I think it's something that, it's a little both, actually, because you know, it's just something that we're offering as a as an information resource and as a service to the people in the community. You know, we do realize that, you know, being in a rural community, I mean, you know, the idea that you'd want to, you know, shopping locally would probably be the best bet, but, you know, because we are in a rural community, that there are cases where people do have to shop online to get their Christmas shopping done. And, you know, we do realize that with COVID, I mean, you know, yeah, it's there, we have seen an improvement in conditions with vaccinations, but there are still people that, you know, because of convenience, because of the, you know, the possibility of it being safer, that maybe you know, they, this might be just information that might help them avoid getting scammed.
You know, one of the big scams, you know, this time of year, the season of giving, are charity scams, kind of preying on the idea of the season of giving. I mean, even the FBI sent a warning about it, I believe, late last month. Will there be a discussion about the telltale signs of a charity scam?
That's not something that we were going to touch on in the presentation, but that might be something that we could probably bring up. We're also going to do a Q&A afterwards, so we could probably touch on it then. The focus of what we're trying to do is just giving people some tips and tricks for things to watch out for, you know, like, you know, when you're shopping online at the holidays. But yeah, we could probably touch on that after the presentation in a Q&A. In fact, I might bring that up as a, you know, hey, this has come up and this is something we could probably talk about. So, yeah.
Just like any other thief, scammers are always tweaking their own methods, whether, you know, it's Amazon impersonators or accessing people's Venmo. So I guess my question is this kind of program eventually going to become a staple at the Maryville Public Library every holiday season?
Well, what we're going to do is the presentation is, you know, we're just going to put it out there, and we are going to record it and make it available online as a constant resource and probably update it as needed. And, you know, this might be an annual thing. I would probably have to talk to my boss, our director, Stephanie Patterson, to see about that. But, you know, this may be something we might consider doing as an online program and keep it updated and keep it online for people to reference going forward.
All right. I think those are all questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I would encourage people to come out for this. This is the first program that I'm going to be doing here as the technology assistant. We realize that there is a home football game coming up that same day, but, you know, we tried to schedule it in the morning so people might have the opportunity to, you know, come out live and see it. And if not, you know, we're going to try to record it so that people can view it after the fact. And we are going to try to provide Christmas cookies. So we're hoping that's a little bit of a draw. But, you know, we would hope that people would, if you're interested, you know, would come out for this and at least, you know, be able to, you know, hear what we present, because, you know, we're basically just trying to provide this as a community service and as a way to, you know, give people some more information, make them better informed so that they don't get scammed at the holidays.
All right, Richard, thank you for coming on this morning. Once again, that was Richard Leach Steffens. He's the Adult Services and Technology Assistant at the Maryville Public Library. The library will be hosting an online safety at the holidays program on November 13th from 11 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. with a Q&A session afterwards. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.